My name's Aaron Brownback.
Trump has chosen his VP. What do you think?
I think it was a great decision. I think that JD is very strong advocate for life, which is an issue that I know I and many other people care very much about. I think that President Trump wanted to turn the issue of the life decision back to the states. He did a huge amount of work on our behalf, getting Supreme Court justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, and I think that he wants that to be his contribution to the life issue, but I also think he cares about having people surrounding him who really care about life and valuing human life.
I'll give you my first name. My daughter won't want me, and she went to U of I, so she'll definitely say, don't say my last name. She doesn't believe what I believe. Vicky.
What are your thoughts on Vance?
I think he's terrific. I think he's a great match for Trump. A little bit younger, he'll be able to go the next 8 years. Perfect choice. Perfect.
How do you think he compares to Penn? Pence.
No comparison. Are you kidding me? Pence, that was a bad choice. This is a good choice. He'll be much more loyal to Trump.
Mm-hmm. With that then, do you think if he was ever in a similar situation as to what Pence was in during January 6th, what do you think Vince would do?
I think he'd do everything he could to help Trump legally. And Pence should have done the same. That was that election was not fair, and Pence could have done, he maybe couldn't have swung the election back to Trump, but he could have done a lot legally to help and expose the corruption that went on during that election.
Kevin Fulton.
Trump did choose J.D. Vance. What are your thoughts?
I'm okay with J.D. Vance. I was more of a Tim Scott guy. I was looking to really make a bold choice, but you know, Vance is all right.
How do you think he compares to Mike Pence?
That's a good question. I like Vance. That one, he's younger. I think he represents a new generation of Republicans that are coming up. I think he's more connected to grassroots than the prior vice president than Pence was.
To be Jacqueline Harn. I personally love the VP pick. I'm a chairwoman for the Georgia Young Republicans back home, and I think a lot of young Republicans, while we love Trump, we'd love to see someone younger and someone that has that energy and that we can see for the future. Like, hey, we're looking forward to 2028. Here's a young guy that's going to be able to kind of take on the rest of the Republican Party, you know, and there's a future for it.
How do you think he compares to Pence?
I really liked Mike Pence. I thought Mike Pence was a great guy. I think that Dan, he brings this whole relatability, like with the hillbilly elegy story that J.D. Vance has. Like, I think a lot of people can just relate to him. And I think personally, like, I know everyone loves J.D. Vance. I think he has a big name ID, right? But he seems very personable and very just like humble whenever you talk to him. And I don't know, I just think it's a great quality to have in a VP. It seems like in general, like between Trump and Vance, the ticket is very relatable and very much like just they say what they want to say. They're very brash about it and it's very straightforward. And so I think a lot of young people can relate to that.
If he does keep the facial hair, he would be the first vice president or president in a long time to have it.
Yeah.
Should he keep it?
Keep it. Definitely. 100% keep it.